I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Game week 6 was a complete disaster for both of us. We've still got the scars, but now we need to prep for game week 7. Lots of decisions to make. Let's go. Right, guys, welcome back. This is the Above Average FPL Podcast. My name's Adam, and as always, joined by Baker. How you doing, mate?
I'm a little croaky. Bit of a cold. But I'm all right. I'm okay. We'll get moaned at for this. We got moaned at that week, apparently, for my vocal fright. I've never heard of the term vocal fright. I had to Google it. But we'll probably get whinged about that again today for me being a bit croaky.
Oh, no. It comes to something when you get moaned about your voice, right? Your normal voice.
Normal voice. I was like, oh my god, like what's someone saying about my voice? I was like, yeah, this is my voice, mate.
Yeah, you do love a squeak as well, though. You do, your voice does get very high, but yeah, it's just, yeah, well, just your voice, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll reach puberty one day, mate. I'll get there.
Funny story. We had a kid at school that he was in my year, and he literally had the highest talking voice you'll ever hear. Honestly, up until about the age of 14, he used to sound like a 7-year-old. And then when he turned 15, he suddenly it's like his balls dropped and literally had the lowest voice you'll ever hear. It was insane. He's such a good lad. Good footballer as well. Good lad. But yeah, it was absolutely
I wondered where that
hilarious.
Story was going, but
hilarious.
What an opening. This is the type of content of why we get nominated for awards, mate.
Boom. Football Content Awards. Just like that. Thank you to everyone for this, by the way. We really appreciate it. I mean, you know, we didn't really push hard on this year at all. And, you know, Best in Fantasy Football Podcast nominated as a finalist. Yeah, I guess thank you to everyone. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. It's nice. And if you do want to vote, then the link will be in the description below, but you can go to footballcontentawards.co.uk/voting, I think it is. But the link will be down below. So just go and click on that. Vote for your favorite content creators in whatever space you want to, but just make sure you go down to Best in Fantasy Football Podcast and vote for us, basically. Yeah, just vote for us.
Yeah. Cheers. I'm getting the antioxidants in, so red wine we've gone for tonight.
Nice. It's mate, it's 5:45 on a Thursday. I'm not quite there yet. And I'm golfing tomorrow morning early, so cannot be doing with that.
It's a strong look.
If anyone that makes beer would like to do a deal with us, we'd be happy to drink your beer on stream and promote you. Absolutely, no problem.
I cannot believe we haven't got a partnership yet.
It is a disgrace. We do need to maybe reach out, or if you know anyone who wants to promote their beer, then we would be happy to drink it. Definitely,
absolutely,
definitely. So obviously we've had the Carabao Cup fixtures this week, midweek. I tweeted last night saying that I really couldn't give a shit about it, which is in to be quite honest, it's pretty true, because I'm in a pretty firm position of what I'm going to do this week. And, you know, that's a very, it's a very personal statement about my team and the fact that Tottenham aren't in it. So, you know, I get to say stuff like that occasionally. And yeah, I know. Look, I had a look at who played. I saw who had what minutes. I saw all the fake injury news and all this sort of stuff. So I'm aware of what's going on. I'm not a complete idiot in that sense.
Just flags, flags, flags. But all of them, we don't know. So we're doing this Thursday. We don't know.
So there, but this is just the best of our knowledge. Where did you want to start, mate?
Well, I wouldn't mind picking your brain on mine, if you want.
You just want to go straight to your team?
Yeah, let's do it. So we shouldn't really have issues, because we both wildcarded. So
this is very true.
We haven't got the normal thing. So we can look at ours, and then I suppose around it as well, discuss some of the big issues that people have got.
Cool. So you've got Areola, Kabore, Cher, Botman, Salah, yep. Saka, Bumo, Rashford, Eze, Alvarez and Haaland cap, Fleck and Cash, Stupinan and Archer on the bench with 0.1 in the bank. What are you thinking? Because we haven't prepared this at all, actually. You haven't even asked me about this at all. So it's all going to be off the cuff.
I thought we'd get it fresh that way. So Fleck and away to Forest, or Areola home to Sheffield United. I'm going to go Areola. Been good, and we know Forest are pretty good at home, so that's an easy decision. One from three from Eze away to Man United, Cash home to Brighton, and a Stupinan away to Villa is tough.
Yeah, I mean, because I can't see Brighton Villa being. I can see that being as a both teams to score type game as well. So like, where's your upside? I guess a Stupinan. I think I said Cash at the weekend, didn't I? Did I say Cash at the weekend?
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm really kind of twisted on this, because I haven't had a Stupinan all season. And when I logged on to FPL Optimized earlier on in the week and had a look at who's hurt me the most, it's Stupinan. So I've kind of got this like just avoid thing about him. So I don't really know. I think Eze's been unlucky, and I think United are still susceptible. So
yep. Just
always go with a more attacking player. Or is that Stupinan?
Yes, but is that stupid? I mean, in terms of attack, a Stupinan's got so many avenues to attack, and we know that, you know, he's good on bonus and all the rest of it. We know he's good in attack. You know, what's something like 13 key passes, I think, already this season, like two a game.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. So benching a Stupinan feels horrific, and obviously, you know, a Stupinan's 80% owned compared to everyone else.
Yes,
he's the one that's going to hurt you out of those three if he hauls. But he also feels like the least cleany. You feel like Villa will score at home. They're good at home. Bailey got injured in the week, hamstring, which means that I suspect Cash plays right wing. Mm. Probably play Konza right back and him right wing. So he probably plays completely out of position. So you're like, that's good. But Eze's on pens, he's on set pieces. It's that's a tough call. And I guess the next part then, so at the moment it's on Eze. And the next thing is then if Saka's injured, where do you go in that? So I haven't decided whether I want Madison and Son from next week as yet.
But you want what one I of do? Them.
I kind of want Son. I want Son, okay. Really. If I'm going to cap, I think I want Son.
I'm looking at your money in the bank and thinking this is not one move though. That's the problem.
It's not one move, but you could do one move this week and one move next. So here's some options. Option one, but I'd have to move quick. Probably need to make one move tomorrow, and then I probably need to make the next move Saturday night post deadline. Mm-hmm. So I could drop Saka down to Ward-Prowse.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Thumbnail, attack this week.
Yep.
And then that would give me the exact money to go Bumo to Sun next week.
Okay.
The downside being I kind of sit around with two boring men in Eze and Ward-Prowse when there's so many good options. I'm then sitting around with some pretty dull man who can't easily get to my DRBs, can't get to Mitoma in 10. I've got to find somewhere else to take some money out. Which probably means ends up being like share at some point down to a really cheap person to enable me to get one of those two up. come late in the game week. So it's tight. If I want to try and push for that dual 9 million, it leaves me very, very tight. The alternative is I go, you know, fully in on Spurs, and I could go Saka to Madison this week. And then if I really want Sun next week, I've got the money to go Rashford to him. And then because I've got Bumo, I can actually go Bumo to any of those 6.5 midfielders past that. So it's like, one way is that I get both the Spurs assets and you think, oh, that sounds great. But then you're like, I also don't have Saka and Rashford, and Rashford's fixtures are just ridiculous. Yeah. And I'd just love to see this weekend play first. Do you see what I mean? Like, you'd really like to see, you know, how Rashford is home to Palace. Because if he's back on it, they've got so many good home games, I think, you know, is you'd be wiser to try and keep him.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think you can... I think you can, obviously you're making an argument both ways. I think if you can keep Rashford, I think keeping Rashford is important. I think getting, because you can do Rashford back to Saka in like 13, and it's really easy to do so.
Yeah.
I love the James Ward-Prowse punt. I really do.
It's such a fun punt.
It is a lot of fun.
And I think, you know, one of the reasons I got Eze in the first place was that I believe that if you want to try and run two semi-premium midfielders alongside Mo, you also need to try and find the cheapest. And probably the best two under 6.5 are Eze or Prowse. So you know, there is part of me that says, yes, attack it, go with it. Of course, I'm freeing up 2 million as well. I can still do all those things. I just need to probably do some hits to try and work it through, and I'm not against a 4-point hit. Like, we know that loads of people are going to take hits this week because of the Jacksons, because of the Chilwell situations. So yeah, as it stands, I think I'm leaning towards, if Saka was out, I'd go Saka to Ward-Prowse this week.
So if Saka's not out, are you just going to keep him in there for the Bournemouth game? Do you not think that the Ward-Prowse versus Sheffield United is a better fixture? Is it just,
I just think having those two transfers, having the flexibility of doing it. And Saka, you know, is still, he's seen it. He just gets points.
No, he's great.
But I do really want to see Saka training. Like, if we're still going into Saturday and it's like touch and go, you're like, God.
Cool. Talk about Saka training, though. And you're talking about Son and Madison, and we've been sent training pictures today, and somebody sent us a message saying, who can't you see in these training pictures?
Who's the somebody? Owen. Yeah, it's...
Harry. Owen. Harry, I'm talking to you. FPL Harry. Sending us WhatsApp messages saying, who's not in these photos? If he hasn't tweeted...
How low has it got for Chelsea fans? How low has it got?
It's a disgrace. Go vote for him for Best in Fantasy Football Video at the Football Content Awards. Love you, Harry.
Yes. Yes, and everyone who loves Harry, also vote for us, because we're good friends.
Indeed. So... Okay, so you're waiting on basically Saka news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I prefer the Ward-Prowse. I prefer the Ward-Prowse.
Of course you do, because you've got Ward-Prowse. So let's show your team.
You want to see my team? Hold on.
Botman, like, that's a nonsense flag. You leave it. And I don't mind the Botman flag anyway, because I've got cash and Stupinan.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I'm not so fussed about. The cash flag is, the Botman flag is fine. It's also a complete lie. We know that Eddie Howe just flat out lies. It was quite funny. I mean, did you see De Zerbi as well this week when he was asked about an injury update? Did you not see that? So no. They said to him in the press conference, can we have an injury update? And he sat there for 2 seconds and went, no. And that's it.
He's acclimatized. That's basically a year now back in the game. He knows now. Do you remember when he was all good? Yeah, I'll just tell you he's playing.
Not anymore. No, that's gone out the window. So I've still got triple Newcastle defense, Pope, Botman, Cher, Kabore as well. I think that's as much Luton as we're going to really want to get involved with. I've got Doku, who obviously came off the bench on Wednesday, which is good.
So you're assuming he's starting.
That's good. Exactly. Because Grealish started, but. And then Bumo, Ward-Prowse. I don't love Bumo now, actually. I actually love Bumo less than I have. Then Rashford and Salah. and then Alvarez, Haaland. I've got Cash, Edouard and Anderson on the bench. The Palace boys were always going to be benched this week, and Edouard is a potential transfer out next week. Now, I've got a question for you on, and I think I know the answer, what you're going to tell me, but Pope over Areola. If I've got double Newcastle defence, do I just make the EO play, which is just play Areola? And that way, if West Ham keep a clean, I get the clean points with everybody else. And is that better than playing Pope and having a triple Newcastle defence?
Yeah, I mean, I trust Burnley. I thought Burnley attack would have been useful in every game they played. I thought they caused us some issues. I thought they caused us Man United issues. How can you play again? How can you possibly bench anybody that's played at Sheffield United? I don't even think it's an EO play, because I think you got to remember it's not really an EO play, because when Trippier's, because of Chilwell's situation this week, we're going to be facing that situation again where even double doesn't gain you, because Trippier's probably going to get the bonus. Trippier's going to be up there. You know, if he gets a couple of assists and your guys aren't the guys it goes to, if it goes to Wilson, if it goes to Byrne, for example, you could still hurt off a Newcastle this week. It's that ridiculous, you know, is yeah. Like, Trippier's going to be like 60% owned.
That was week. Yeah, that was that. Yeah, last week such an I know it's Sheffield United, but it's such an anomaly. I mean, like, that's not gonna, it's not gonna happen where, you know, you keep a clean and you get a goal as a defender and then you're not going to be in the bonus. Like, that doesn't happen, right?
Yeah. But so, he can turn out 12 points any week. So I don't think like it's like all doubles going to be the big winner this week. We know it's not now.
No, yeah, but when I say the EO play, I mean like I'm protecting myself on Areola.
Yeah, and that's what I would do. I would. I just think there's a small hedge in there that it's not like a full hedge.
Oh, you said the word. You said.
But that's the word. I know you're trying to see it, but what you mean is a bit of a hedge. But it's just look at the position and say, do I like Areola better this week than I like Pope? Yes.
I don't know, to be fair. Like, Newcastle aren't conceding chances to anyone. It's not like that Burnley have been good and against some really good defences. Like,
well, interest on that. I was just looking at old 11ify, our friend. He's got Newcastle's clean sheet odds higher than West Ham's, I suppose.
Should we have a look at some of these? I'm in a position to roll, basically. I've got 0.7 million in the bank. I've got no real issues. Obviously, Botman's injured. He's out. So then Cash comes in. Whoop-de-woo. And then, you know, all my players are absolutely fine. So no issues. Captaincy on Haaland at the moment. I don't think it's worth going anywhere else. You know, Sheffield United are terrible, as we know. But we can talk about those when we talk about the games. But yeah, I think I'm happy enough where it is at the moment. The only thing I guess a little bit concerning, this is not concerning just me. Obviously, there's a few people. Is obviously Alvarez played 75 minutes on Wednesday. So yeah, everyone else got benched and rested. So is this now Julian's turn to take a seat, maybe, with some important Champions League games coming up? You know, that could potentially happen, in which case I'll have Anderson coming off the bench against United, or I might have Cash anyway. So
yeah, I'll get Cash anyway.
I'll get Cash and then Botman, and then it's okay. We can manage that.
Yeah, let's look at some fixtures. We can talk about some other popular players that people have got. So I guess the first one, Jackson, isn't it? This is looking to the doubles and Jackson, and whether, if you had Jackson, whether you go to Morris or not.
I still don't like, I think if you've got wildcard in hand, then yes. I think if you haven't got wildcard in hand, then you probably don't have Jackson, actually. Unless you went super early. I mean, you could have gone super early. If you went super early and you've got Jackson in your wildcard, I wouldn't go to Morris. If you've got wildcard in hand, I'd go to Morris. I just don't see it being worth booking a transfer back out again.
Yeah. I think even that, if you haven't got wildcard, is still also a little bit of what your team looks like. Because now we know that effectively, we think that what we think, like we've done the work here, Ben Crellin and the likes think that we're going to get a double game week in 20. Then that sort of means that people are going to look at, can I do my wild card right? Because you can do your wild card between 19 and 20.
Yeah.
And therefore, you could set yourself up with six double game weekers if that's how you wanted to work it. You could also set it up, I think 19, couldn't you? You could set it up in 19 and then bench boost it in 20. So yes. People will do that.
I'm just looking. I'm just having a quick look at Brentford's fixtures out the back of that, and it's like out the back of that's a long way away. But we're talking Palace away, Forest at home, then Spurs and City, and then Wolves. And I haven't really got anything beyond 24. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm not convinced about triple Brentford in anything. I mean, what are you thinking? Like Bumo, Flecken, plus another. Who's a guaranteed transfer? Oh no, you're thinking Tony, aren't you? Actually,
I don't think he's quite back at that point.
Surely,
I don't. No, I think it's like end of January.
Oh, is it? I thought it was end of December. Okay, maybe not then. I have to look that up.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
But I still don't love these. I mean, I don't love these numbers for Luton, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at the expected, you effectively expected two goals for Luton.
Yep.
Across it's 0.9 and 1.1. Plus he gets half a goal free. He effectively gets half a goal free, doesn't he, by playing twice?
Yep.
So he starts on 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can get booked, but he basically probably starts on 4 points. So he gets half a goal, and then they've got two goals expected, of which
he'll be involved.
He's going to be involved in one of them. So you're kind of looking at, even if it's an assist, you're kind of looking at a 7 point floor, is what you're looking at. So therefore, if you're wild card in short term, that's the floor, really. Like, yeah, I definitely would do it. If you think, though, the wild card is like more near a 10, 11, 12, you know, pushing on, then I probably wouldn't. And also, whether you've got two transfers or not going into this week, blah, 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 what you're feeling about for Man City and Arsenal next week, and if you're comfortable with the number of people you've got. Like, a lot of people have got Saliba and Saka, and I'm like, oh, if I've got Saliba and Saka, and I'm not really sure my bench and where it's going to be, and if you've got Chilwell, and if you've got Jackson, and all those stuff. So there's like, you feel like you need a really clean bill of health to think like it's a good thing to do. But if you have, fine. Just understand that you're going past it with a Luton strike.
Yeah. I say this, I'm saying this probably for the fourth time in the last 3 weeks, is like, just forget bad players from bad teams. Like, I would argue that Emmanuel Dennis is a better player than Carlton Morris.
The bad teams are bad this season.
And they're horrifically bad. Like, he had one shot last week outside of the penalty that he shouldn't have been given from 30 yards. Everyone will go, I hit the post. No, it's not happening. No, it's not happening.
It's going to brace against Tottenham and go from a game. It's literally.
I can't see it. Clip it, do whatever. You can't clip it because I do all the clipping. So I ain't clipping it. No chance. Okay, cool. Other teams in here. Newcastle, Burnley. So Newcastle expected 2.2 goals, 51% clean sheet. And
Howe's a liar, so just don't worry about anything that he said and any flags that he's put on anyone. He's a liar.
Didn't he last week say Joe Linton was out for 3 weeks and then turned out last night in the starting lineup?
He's the worst liar of all the liars. Like, he looks like such a nice man, and he's the worst liar.
Yeah.
I'm above average.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg,
This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm above average.
So ignore him.
Ignore him, but you need some. You damn well need some. So if you've got Chilwell and you're working, where should you go? We said it on the pod last week, but I'll say it again. Botman is a better asset than Cher this season. And we've got both got Cher, so we'll be really over the moon if he does kind of a home game banger. But all I'm seeing this season is that Botman is a far, far greater asset than him. He's better on the bonus. He's having more goal involvement. Everything is more at him.
He is definitely the first Newcastle asset out of my team when it comes to it. 100%.
Yes, I can't wait to get Cher out of my team. Genuinely, I'm like, get him out.
If you can give us a goal as a leaving present, that would be lovely.
Yeah. Get the goal and clear off, mate.
Cool. West Ham, a few good punts here.
It's a few good punts, and even if you've got wildcard, I keep looking at it thinking, am I making a mistake here if I do look at it? But when it gets to, off of the back of this, you've got home to Newcastle, away to Villa, home to Everton, away to Brentford, home to Forest. I don't mind it. They're not the best fixture in the world, it's certainly two after this, but Newcastle and Villa at times can play a relatively high line. Like, he can ping over the top.
I don't hate it because, obviously we know Sheffield United, they are the worst for XGC from set pieces. Villa are fifth worst for XGC from set pieces. I'll just put that in there. Newcastle are pretty good, but then they're pretty big and they've got pretty big people there, right? That's why they've got Trips. They've got Dan Burn. He's like 6'9" or 6'7". So I don't hate those. I don't even hate the next two fixtures for West Ham, especially with the Newcastle game being at home. And then
I don't at all.
So it's an interesting one because I wonder if on wildcard you maybe want a second. Like, could you get a Zouma in there? I mean, he's cheap enough.
I like Zouma. If I was on wildcard,
I don't like him, but
well, we don't endorse his behaviours. You're freshly owned of a cat, mate. So therefore, you've got to defend it.
Yeah.
But we, we do not defend Zouma, but it's so tempting, especially on wildcard, to do that double up. So tempting.
You just have them both, just roll them out every week, just watch every time Ward-Prowse gets on the ball in for a set piece, you just go, could be now, right? Yeah. And to be fair, that's kind of how you want to feel about your FPL assets as well. You think, like, could be now. And that's just what people are feeling about Nico Jackson, for example, while he's missing chances. Like, oh, could be now. And it never is.
Comparing Zouma as an attacking asset to Nico Jackson. That's better. That's how the season.
Same amount of goals this season, though.
There you go.
Happy days.
There you go.
And then City. Is there anything really to say about City? I mean, obviously they rotated a lot. They rotated a lot. And it was just really Alvarez, wasn't it? It was just really Alvarez from the players that we own that started the game. He had 73 minutes, as I mentioned.
Would you use the 73 minutes as a stick to say I'll go Morris over Alvarez?
I just feel that because he was the only one that wasn't. I mean, if you look at Kovacic, Kovacic's come back from an injury, but if you look at the rest of that front line, Grealish, Phillips, Bob, Gomez, and Rico Lewis, like, everybody else was rested. And they've got, who have they got in the week coming up? I don't know who it is they've got coming up in the week, but it's probably someone difficult because that's how they've got Leipzig away. Like, that's hard. That's going to be tough. So in fact, that's their toughest game of the group. So why wouldn't Alvarez potentially get rested? I mean, I'll put it out there. I think Alvarez gets benched at the weekend. And I'm starting him, but I think he gets benched.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, us as people that have wildcarded, we want all the caps in the world. So I want all those flag people to be out. I want Alvarez to be out. Even though they're all in my team, most of them, I still want them all out because you can cope with it a bit better.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to bring everyone down to our level, pressing that big button.
Damn right.
yeah.
Other key games then? So the other games being basically Man U, Palace, Bournemouth, Arsenal, Spurs, Liverpool, players that we've either got at the moment, we're still holding, or we're looking to bring in future game weeks. As you've mentioned, obviously you're looking at the Tottenham boys.
Yeah. We're
kind of clinging on to Saka. Arsenal haven't got a great next four, but then they get really good after that. United have got good fixtures for the foreseeable. Palace is still, there's a lot of teams actually that sort of don't have great fixtures for the next few. We know this because we've been talking about wildcard game week 9 for the first four game weeks of the season. So we know there's fixtures turning for all sorts of teams coming up.
Gets tricky. I mean, obviously Man U Palace, we've already had that in midweek. I know it's, you know, is Carabao, but
it's what?
I think it's,
what did you call it?
Carabao.
Oh, you did.
What did you think I called it?
I don't know. I thought you said Claret Bow or something like that. I don't know.
Claret Bow.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I need to put the other headphone in. My right ear is fucked. I need to.
The Claret Bow.
I can hear you.
We'll blame the croak.
Yeah.
But I look at this and I think what I expected goals for Palace is 1.0. And I'm like, I am partially tempted if Saka's okay to just still do Eze to Ward-Prowse anyway.
Don't hate that.
But it would definitely mean I end up, if I want to, it means almost certainly, unless I just go Madison next week, I definitely would just need to hit.
Yeah, but you'd hit Madison and Son in for Luton, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd have to then, yeah. I'd have to do Madison. I'd have to do Saka and Rashford for a hit next week to Madison and Son, all in on Spurs.
Yeah, Rashford out's a bit not as ideal with these fixtures.
Yeah, or I could do Saka to Madison and go without Son.
Yeah.
Just look at his little face.
Yeah.
I need him back. But I'm not ruling it completely out, but it would need a Saturday reveal of some kind. I think if maybe Alvarez was out, I'd be more tempted to do that. If we got a leak that suggested Alvarez wasn't playing, I'd be more tempted to do it. Bournemouth Arsenal, look, Isaka's fit, it's a good game. Arsenal, good game. Two expected goals.
Yeah.
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 Play your assets.
Spurs, Liverpool.
And Spurs, Liverpool, anyone you've got in attack, certainly play him. And anyone in defence, you don't expect the clean. A bit like the Arsenal-Spurs game last week.
Yeah.
Big games now. I think just in general, big games versus big games now, you don't tend to have that many stalemates. I think everyone goes at it. But Spurs-Liverpool is just always goals. You know, we haven't beaten them since 2015.
Is that right? No.
Yeah, I looked at it.
Because that'd be Wembley.
Our friend, Mr. Late Riser, is eyeing up Darwin. And he messaged me and said, do you think there's any goals in this game for it? And I looked at Liverpool versus Spurs. And 2015 was the last time they... In fact, I don't even think we'd maybe lost that. Maybe there was a win before that. But 2015 was the last time they didn't score against us.
Ah, okay.
2015, sorry, was the last time they didn't score against us, but it's bad.
That's it. 17th of October, 0-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just rare, mate, that these games don't end up with humongous goals, both sides. For it. Yeah, we know we beat them in 2017. We beat them 4-1.
Yeah, that was the day that Lovren got pulled at halftime at Wembley. Everyone remembers that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100% in agreement with that. I mean, I can't really add.
We only beat them twice in 11 years. So the time before that is 24th of November 2012.
That's a long time.
Liverpool have got an unbelievable record of doing us. We had a little spell, didn't we? We had a little spell, Redknapp spell, and all that spell where 2008, 2012, we had a really good run against Liverpool. But yeah, since Klopp's been in,
I think we can,
and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so Liverpool assets are great. but you'd expect us at home and under Ange and all the good feel good factor of last week. Would you be surprised if it's another 2-2? Yeah, I think that would be quite easily. It
feels about right. Somebody asked me that the other day and asked me, I think it was on one of the YouTube comments, said, what do you think it's going to be? And I did say, yeah, it feels like another 2-2. If you're just going to just chuck a score out there, just like 2-2 sounds fine. I think we'll take that and move on. I would love to see us win. I mean, it's going to be two teams that press high and two teams that attack freely and aggressively. There's going to be mistakes. I mean, we made them last week. Liverpool make them as well. I want to say I don't want to say regularly there, but they do. They make do.
But their keeper sometimes gets them out of it.
This is true. So
that's the difference. They make them against every team, but they've also got the best keeper in the world.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So, yeah, I think I might find a way of getting Ward-Prowse in my team this week. that's the long and short of it.
You want to do it.
But I also wouldn't mind rolling. I'd really like to roll, especially when you've got a bench. When you've got a bench headache, it's like you guarantee every time in my life I've ever had a bench headache and I end up making a transfer, the bench guys get the points. And then you're like, if the person then that you brought in also doesn't get points, you're like, yeah, I'll stuff that.
Yeah.
I've stuffed that. So wait for any vibes on Cash or Estu or Ezra. See what they say.
Sounds good. Before we move on to the last few games, guys, if you have reached this far in the video, make sure you do hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. We are heading on our way to 10,000 subs on YouTube, and we would we would really appreciate it if you hit those buttons. Let us know what your transfers are for this week in the comment section below. If you have any dilemmas or anything like that, feel free to drop them down below as well, and we will get to them. And yeah, also, actually, if you drop a comment down below, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this now. Hadn't planned this, but if you drop a comment in the video today down below and if you are in the live stream on Sunday, you will be in a draw for a mug. And I haven't got the mug to hand, but I wanted to give away another mug. Somebody asked for a mug giveaway. I'm giving away another mug. So comment down below. Let us know your transfers or what you're doing. And then come into the live stream on Sunday and we will do a draw on Sunday. And the people in the live stream that haven't watched this video will have no idea why they can't win until we tell them. And then, yeah, maybe you win a mug and we will send it to you anywhere in the world. So whoever you are anywhere in the world, we will send it to you free of charge. Sound good?
Hello. Yeah, we've got any games left?
Yeah, there's a few games left. Not really overly important ones. Just your benching headache. Aston Villa, Brighton, Forest, Brentford, yeah, Fulham, Chelsea.
You just look at it. It looks no clean sheet for either of them. So you're desperately hoping for attacking returns. But they're two of the defenders that you're most likely to. Because you can see this both ways, can't you? You like with Palace, you can go, well, they're not going to get a clean sheet and they're only likely to score one goal. Whereas this one, it's like, well, this could easily be a 2-2. And you're like, if it was 2-2, do I think there's a chance that there's an attacking return for a Stupinan or Cash? And you're like, yeah.
I think there's more likely to be an attacking return. Personally, I think there's more likely to be an attacking return for a Stupinan than Cash.
I agree. He did play, though. He did start midweek. So that's three in a week.
Cash?
No, Stupinan.
Oh, Stupinan, yeah, but he's captain now. Look, I can even sneak it on there. Look at that. There's the captain's armband sneaking on there.
Yeah.
There
he is. Oh, don't do me to that, Purvis.
Captain's armband means you're undroppable.
The safe play is Purvis, isn't it? Of the three of them, the safe players just play Purvis.
Yeah.
But what you also know the other way around is, like, if you take on Purvis in a good week to take him on, you can make big gains. So, yeah, I should work that out late.
Fair enough. And is there any other players in here that we need to be considering? I mean, I think we pretty much everyone who can has moved off as many Chelsea assets as possible. I think at this point, even with Fulham and who's next? Burnley? No. Yeah. Am I right with that? Can't think.
I'm still not sure. I don't believe anybody has little enough headaches that Sterling should be their transfer out. I feel like everyone that has Sterling probably also has another Chelsea player with him.
Yeah.
And therefore I think, you know, Newcastle defence, double striker or a different, or an Alvarez, if you haven't got him, and you'll find out he's almost certainly playing. Feels like there should be a move that's not Sterling. But I do think we're in a position now where, and we don't know, Sterling might play up top, might he?
Possibly.
So, yeah, we have to work it. And then Bumo, it's kind of, people are going to turn on Bumo well quick if he blanks this weekend, us included.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's had absolutely nothing the last four games. And apart from, I think the last time he scored was a 94th minute tap-in against 10 men.
Yeah.
So,
no mind. I don't care how he scores. Just get me some bloody points.
That's true. Yeah, just get him in the right positions.
Yeah.
To score goals. Forest is obviously a good opportunity for them to do that. Bad loss last week against Everton.
Yep.
I don't say bad loss. Everton definitely improving, continuing to improve. We didn't even mention Everton for probably good reason, I think, at the moment. Yeah. But, you know, it's weird, actually, because they've got Luton and Bournemouth in the next two at home, like Everton. Like, why are we not talking about Everton? Like, as for people that haven't got, people that are maybe looking at like a game week 9 wildcard, like, you could do worse than go Calvert-Lewin, surely.
It's just all after 8, all of their good fixtures are away.
That's what I'm saying
every
about wildcard.
Every single one of them. Yeah, if you got in, but I still don't think we've quite got the point of knowing, is it Beto or DCL, which one is it? Nah. There's just other punts for me. But you definitely keep Pickford, and if you still got Tarko, play Tarko. Good play this week.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I think, so just to remind everyone, these are the teams that we're going with. At the moment, you're still deciding what to do with yours. You've got 0.1 in the bank. I'm pretty firm now on a roll. I'm pretty comfortable with that. 0.7 million in the bank for next week. What I'm going to do next week, I'm not sure, because Doku, Bumo and Ward-Prowse don't get me to Madison.
No, but maybe even a -4 that involves just taking Edward out and give you an extra million.
Yes.
And then,
because Archer in game week eight is definitely a play if I need to play him as well.
Exactly.
So there's definitely options there. And again, like yourself, I'm not against a -4 next week if it means I get a Tottenham player in against Luton.
Yeah.
Just, if you want to take hits, make sure your players are playing Luton or Sheffield United, basically.
That's a big old decision, that Pope versus Ariola this week.
Yeah, that's one.
The more I look at it, I'm like, well, would I, if I had Cher or Zuma this week, which one would I play?
You'd play Zuma. I'd
play Cher, but you'd play Zuma because you've got Ward-Prowse, so you'd be dreaming about the assist. But let's imagine you didn't have Ward-Prowse. I'm not sure you'd play Zuma over Cher, but I think because you're
I think I still would play Zuma over Ward-Prowse that's a good point, actually, because you, I'm sitting there looking
else.
At,
let's choose,
there,
let's yeah. choose Agird, whoever it is.
Oh, again, you know, yeah, then I'd pick Cher. Then I'd pick Cher.
Yeah, because effectively on both of them, you're not expecting save points or bonus points from Pope or Ariola this week,
no.
are we?
No.
We just look, it's a pure clean sheet play.
It's 2-6.
Really. It should be a 2-6 play, but probably if anyone's going to get the shots off, it's probably more likely to be Burnley.
Just need Pope to bring his old San Siro head to head with him, and that'd be nice.
I don't think he'll need to go that far, mate.
No, maybe not.
You know,
maybe not. But we're there.
We're there. Good luck.
Cool, man. Yeah, good luck for week 7. We need some luck to come our way.
We need the wild card to address itself this week.
Indeed, we do.
It's not helpful, though, is it? Because one of the big things of wild card is bringing Mo in. And it's like, well, this is the week I don't want him to bang.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, Sunday's going to be pretty miserable, isn't it? I think either way. One way or the other. Because either Mo will have blanked or Tottenham will have probably lost. And we'll definitely be much more sad.
Well, it can't win really either way, because neither of us have got Son or Madison, as it stands. So if Tottenham smash
them up... If Tottenham win, it doesn't matter, actually. If Tottenham win, it doesn't matter. Let's just put it out there. If Tottenham win, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But it's another big red arrow.
Yeah, it's a big red arrow. We'll take it. We'll take it on the chin. Right. Thanks a lot, as always, mate. It's always good to chat on a Thursday. And good luck to everyone. Make sure you comment down below if you want a chance of winning a mug. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.